you doing? My name is Dante Savage, founder and CEO of ProLink. Just wanted to come on the radio show and show the love and tell everybody about ProLink.
All right, so before we get into the conversation about ProLink, I want to take everyone back to your NFL days.
Okay.
So you used to play for Green Bay Packers.
Yes.
How was that experience?
It was fun. You know, I worked my whole life to get there. You know, I put in the dedication and hard work. It was fun. You know, it's fun to do something that you love and also just make your family proud that you did all that hard. That hard work didn't go for granted, you know, and that's what it was really about. And just having that experience to play in playing the big show was so fun. You know, I wish it would last a little longer, but you know, everything worked out for the better.
Yeah. You played in what, 3 games or 4 games?
During the preseason, yes. Got released right before the season, you know, and then called me back week 6. And, you know, just the whole thing about dealing with sport. A lot of guys know as a free agent, you know, but you can get that call at any moment. So it was kind of a thing that you just always got to stay ready in when you play professional sport.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm gonna basically ask you questions that play off into ProLink.
Okay.
I know that as a free agent, you were basically under a certain contract, right?
Yeah. Free agent contract, you know, basically you just got to earn every dollar you get. You know, you know, people don't understand that football is just not a sport, it's a job. It's how we make a living. So, you know, you got to pay taxes, you got to do all the stuff that everybody else got to do. But you just got to earn every penny that you get, you know, and a lot of free agent contracts are not guaranteed, and so a lot of people don't get that, and so, like, you make your money practicing, and it's got to make the team, so a lot of it is, you know, you have to just basically, like they always tell us, save your money, because you never know when, you know, the coach be like, hey, we don't need you no more, and Now what? You know, so they always tell you, save money. So those contracts are a beast because any other is different because to do any other sports contract, because if you sign a contract, your money guaranteed. NFL, not guaranteed at all.
Wow.
Unless you're like a star player or something like that, but everybody else, none of your money is guaranteed.
Well, speaking of star players, and I'm going to ask you a little bit more about your experience, but I wanted to get into Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
So Aaron Rodgers being the star quarterback, how do you think he has been this season?
I mean, he's a good quarterback, you know, playing it simple. You know, I just feel like the organization could do a better job putting some more veterans around him, you know, because he's with a lot of young players. And the thing about it is, I'm not, you know, dogging the young players at all. You know, all the dudes they got on your team are legit. But sometimes you just need that experience around to get to that next level.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that because the year that they won the Super Bowl, they had nothing but veterans on the team. So they knew the game and to coach up. And then plus, it's good to have a lot of veterans on the team just to coach up the younger players as well, too. You know, just to show them the ropes and see how just basically show them the ropes and show everything how the NFL goes.
Right.
And that's what they need on that team. And because they could be successful.
Well, when you were playing for the Packers, you got the opportunity to play with Aaron, right?
Yes.
How has being on the Packers, I guess, put more the oomph in you, I guess?
I mean, it was an experience of a lifetime, you know. I look at football as like, it's what I do, it's not who I am. You know?
Yeah.
So, I love the game, you know, I love the game. plain and simple. I did this my whole life. You know, I'm happy. Because a lot of people can't say they had that experience.
Yeah, true.
So, you know, it's just a good thing, man. It's not really. I'm not the type of person that, I guess, like, oh yeah, I used to play for Green Bay. Oh, you better, you know, like you know, I don't use it for my advantages. Mm-hmm. You know, I just, you know, it's just something that I did. You know, I'm humble about it. You know, all I do is just thank God for giving me that opportunity. You know, and the Packers organization for giving me the opportunity. So I'm just humble about it, because you know, me just coming up, trying to get there was tough. So you know, just getting there was a blessing. You know, staying there was a bigger blessing over those couple games. But it was just great, man. You know, I'm just humble about it, just thankful.
Yeah. Who's your favorite team now in the NFL?
Man, I'm not gonna lie to you. Growing up, I've always been a Chargers fan. Like a lot of, it's funny because it was like, oh yeah, you from Portland? Like, why aren't you a Seahawks fan? But the thing about it is, I said when I was a kid, man, Seahawks—they wasn't the best team to be rooting for. And I don't know, the powder blue jerseys and the blue jerseys, and the lightning bolts—they always intrigued me. So I like, yeah, I like them, you know. So yeah. always been a diehard Chargers fan.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, how is life now after the NFL?
At first, it was tough, you know, just coming out this transition, trying to make it back. You know, I had to go through my trials and tribulations and went through a lot of ups and downs. You know, I had to go back and basically kind of reinvent myself, you know. And now I'm not playing football as I was. Now I got to find another passion.
Right.
You know, and going through that, you know, just thinking, you know, going through the depression, you know, thinking about with depression, you're not the same person.
Yeah.
You know, I know there's a lot of people that deal with it, not just athletes, but just people in general.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's nothing to laugh about, because depression can turn you down some roads that you don't want to be.
Yeah, of course.
And you know, just, you know, thing, you know, just also, man, like you know, a lot of people don't know, man, a lot of things, you know, just with depression comes with suicidal thoughts and things like that. And so, you know, it was a tough time for me. It was a dark time.
Mm.
And then it was just like, you know, right after when I was dealing with that, you know, I met my wife. You know, she's my wife now, but she's my girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
You know, and she helped me through that. You know, it was a tough time for her as well too, but we got through it together.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, she's still with me to this day, and just also, you know, dealing with, you know, my father passing during that time, so it was kind of like, it was just a whole bunch of stuff on my shoulders all at one time.
Yeah.
So it was just like, okay, and I was playing football. I'm sitting there like, oh my gosh, like, this can't be, like, it was just like, are you serious right now? It was just one of the points I think everybody had one of the times in their life where it was kind of like, why is all this stuff happening to me right now, you know? And so, you know, like, it made me a stronger person and made me look at life different. And then also, you know, when I was doing that, you know, I'm a big believer in Jesus Christ, you know, and also, you know, I just, you know, have to get on my knees and pray and just like, yo, what do I need? Like, where do I need? Lead me to the next, you know, what I need to do next.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's what I did. I had to let go of everything. I had to drop everything. I stopped playing ball and start working. And, you know, then all of a sudden just, you know, I just started working on Pro League, you know, and but that came was, you know, I was just sitting at the house with my wife. I told myself I didn't want to work for nobody, you know, for the rest of my life. I wanted to have my own business.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started coming, just ideas just start flowing. And, you know, I was writing it on paper. It took me 2 days to do the business plan. And then after that, I went on LinkedIn and found a good friend of mine, Giovanni. He was the first one that was on board. Actually, he works for Warner Brothers Studios. He's a... He does graphic design
yeah.
for Warner Brothers for the TV production. And he was like, man, I'm all in. I love the idea. Like, we be helped. Just let me know.
Yeah.
And we just been rocking. And we just been rocking ever since. And then ever since that happened, you know, he introduced me to my friend Eric. He works for Warner Brothers, too. He's more of a web design. He works for DC Comics. And then I met Mitchell. And then I met Glenda. And, like, we just put everything together and Justice. So everything is coming together at the right time, you know? So we just getting everything right and, you know, right now we're just in the moment where we're just talking to investors and trying to find that right investor, you know? Yeah. So we're doing that right now. And so, you know, it was just a good thing, you know, because ProLink is good because it's going to help so many people in the long run.
Yeah.
And, you know, ProLink is basically, I created a social media site that basically connects you with athletes, trainers, coaches, scouts, agents, all in a database. But it's not just for football, it's for all sports. So it's going to be fun and beneficial at the same time. So you can connect, but you also can have fun, connect with your favorite athletes, you know, watch live games and, you know, get to that point where you want to watch live games and just connect the whole world.
Yeah.
And that's what it was, because I looked at my situation and I saw how hard my situation was and how hard other athlete situations was that didn't have the right people in their corner, how hard it is to come up. And try to find different places to play. Because a lot of athletes think that the NFL is the only place to go. Well, which is not. Like, you go to Germany, you go to Japan, you can go to Australia. It's tons of teams out there. You know, tons of teams. You know, and that's for all sports, you know. So you just have to think that, man, more opportunities out there than what you think. It's just you got a lot of people just don't know about them, and we're creating awareness for that. Because, you know, just doing my research, you know, there's tons of teams out there. So, and then we're creating that awareness, and we're creating more opportunities for kids.
Well, a lot of people are going to ask. So, ProLink is a website, but also an app that they can download.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, and gonna be app on your phone, so you can do all that stuff for your phone as well. Because a lot of people are not on their desktops as much as they are on their phones. So you know, we have to, you know, adapt to what everybody else is doing. So you know, it's more reliable, and it's you know, you can get on there and drop the dime. You know, and that's what we want to do.
How does it work?
So basically, what you do is create a profile. You know, you put your, you know, attributes. You select what sports you play. You put all your, not create your, you put your attributes on there as far as like your height, weight, etc. And then you put like your testing times. You know, every athlete and every scout knows about testing time. Like, what coaches want to see is your feel and your times. If you got good feel, you got good times for a certain drill, you know, you're going to see a lot. See good calls come through, you know, and sometimes it's hard to get those athletes because they don't have the right people to connect to find those times. So now you have ProLink where the athlete can put all their stuff there, and then all these coaches can see the whole database and look for that athlete that they want. And then also, you know, just for agents looking for athletes that they can represent, the scouts, and you know, they can see all this stuff all in one database.
So it's almost like instead of a scout coming to see you, they can pretty much look on that website or that app to see stats.
And see everything all at once.
Gotcha.
You know, you can, and so it's going to help a lot of teams also, you know, saving money, you know, finding players, you know, and that's the best thing for it's just a win-win situation for agents, win-win for scouts, trainers, everybody. Because, you know, trainers need athletes to to work with them so they can, you know, build their name.
Right.
You know, so it's a good way to build your name and also just making that transition from being an athlete to a different arena in sports, like far as you want to be a scout or an executive, do any, you know, anything sports related, you know, it's a good thing to have because you make those connections as well.
Now, did you just launch this?
No, we haven't launched it yet. Right now, we're seed funded. We're a fundraiser right now.
Okay.
Matter of fact, tomorrow we are launching our fundraiser on Kickstarter.
Hmm. Give me that information.
Okay, I'll definitely get that. We're launching on Kickstarter tomorrow, and in this summertime, we're working on having a camp in Portland, Oregon, a football and basketball camp. Portland, Oregon, and our goal is to have an eight city tour this summer, and in different cities all around the United States. But I know we're starting our first camp in my home city of Portland, Oregon, and that's one thing that's going to make a difference because we're doing camps as well, but we're also on social media site as well too.
Gotcha.
So you know, just doing that community outreach and teaching the kids, you know, besides sports, you know, the business side of sports as well too.
Yeah.
You know, we wanna educate these kids. So it's a little different from a regular camp. You know, and we got a partnership with the Portland Public Schools, you know,
Oh great.
Partner up with them, you know, simple fact to make that awareness inside the school district,
yeah.
You know, and also bring those kids there. So, you know, we have some people behind us in that city. So, you know, definitely we're just trying to get everything right. But, you know, we'll have some information there. You know, we're still working on trying to get some other partnerships there to bring different agencies there to teach you, you know, sports marketing. Or, you know, if you want to be an agent, you know, we can teach, they can, you know, give you the guidelines of what you need to do, you know, to make that transition and, you know, how agents work. And also tell the parents how they work too as well, because a lot of parents are clueless what agents do.
But, you know, a lot of parents, they want their kids to be athletes because it's like, okay, this is where all the money is, but they don't understand the contract. So would you guys have people that can help read contracts? Some people can't afford lawyers and stuff like that.
Exactly, yeah. And the thing about it is, an agent is a lawyer. You know, like a lot of people don't know that. Like, an agent is a lawyer. Like, that's all an agent is. You know, they're a sports agent, but they have to get their law degree. You know, then they have to go through all the different certifications, all the different sports, you know, to get those degrees, to get those certifications, because you just can't. It's not like the old days where you could just be, oh yeah, I want my cousin to be my agent, and then all of a sudden, he takes 50% of his money, and you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of athletes dealt with that in the past. A lot of I heard a lot of stories from a lot of older guys back from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. You know, and I'm glad the sports organization secured that so people won't take advantage of the athletes.
Yeah. Wow, it's amazing. How can people get more information about the app, about the website?
I mean, in the website, you can go to our launch page right now at www.prolink.net. It's prolinked.net. You go on there, and also you can find us on Instagram at prolink_official. And it tells you all about the app. And then, you know, I'll definitely get you launch it tomorrow. You know, if you go on Kickstarter tomorrow, you can call Prolink. Just type there Prolink. I'll be posting it up tomorrow. So, you know, as far as, you know, we're doing some crowdfunding. So I definitely, you know, appreciate everybody's support. And, you know, as far as, you know, there's some good rewards when you deal with Prolink. So it's a good outcome. This is not just about making money. This is all about helping those next generation of guys and females too as well. You know, we're not just thinking about the guys. Think about the women that are athletes as well too.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a good cause, you know. And so definitely just thank you for everybody's support. You know, whoever want to donate to the crowdfunding and see this vision go big. Because I know a lot of kids, a lot of players and families have athletic kids that they want to see succeed. So definitely, you know, this is a good thing for everybody.
Yeah. I mean, this is a necessity. It's necessary to have this, especially for people like myself, because I have two boys and I have a little girl, and I never know what they're going to become as they get older. Right now, they're not into sports, but who knows what's going to happen next year or the year after that.
Yes.
And this would be a great tool for me to utilize to get some more information on, you know, different sports and stuff. And tell me all the sports that you're focused on.
Right now, the first sports that we're focusing on is baseball, basketball, football, and soccer.
Okay.
Those are the main sports. But after that, we're expanding to, you know, to all the other sports. You know, we're trying to get the whole sporting world and the whole world and the whole community in that database. So if you're, say, if you're a javelin thrower, you know, we're going to help you find opportunities to be a javelin, to try to get you out there, you know. So, or if you track and field, because, you know, there's a lot of opportunities in track and field as well, too.
Yeah.
You know, so we're just working on that, trying to get everybody right.
Awesome. Thank you so much for all this information, man.
Thank you for having me on the radio show.
No problem. I wish you the best of luck with this. Anytime you have any other events or if you need me to spread the word, I got you.
All right, thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, I'm glad that you found strength out of the darkness. And I'm glad that you use prayer to elevate and get to the next level. Is there anything that you can say to inspire or motivate anyone else that's listening?
To be honest, I do. I just want to say, man, just like, I always tell this, man, because me growing up, dealing with a lot of things, I had a lot of naysayers growing up, you know. Oh, I was too big, or I was too small, I'm not fast enough, I'm not good enough. You know, like, it's just, you know, everything was just thrown at me, man. Like, you got to just have faith, man, have faith in God, man, and he can, trust me, he can lead your footsteps to a way. You know, I don't know if everybody's religious out there, but, you know, whatever your religious belief is, man, just believe in yourself. Mm. You know, and that's the biggest thing. Believe in yourself that you got it, man. Don't listen to anybody. If they negative and they want to sit there and say that you ain't this or you ain't that or you ain't smart enough or anything like that, man, just delete them from your life, man. And just keep positive people around you. And that's the best thing to have is positive people around you, because sometimes to live a positive life, need positive energy around you, man. So, you know, don't listen to what anybody has to say. Because me, for months, I had people tell me that I was never going to make the NFL. I never was going to make it to college. I never was going to get a degree. I wasn't smart enough to do this. You know, like, it's just, you know, it was a lot of adversity in my life. So, and the thing about it, every single time, I proved them wrong. Yeah. You know, it took time, but I proved them wrong, plain and simple.
Yeah.
You know, so it was a good thing. So, you know, and the thing about it, I didn't do it to prove them wrong. I did it for myself because that's what I wanted to do. And that was my dream. You know, so, you know, don't let nobody ever try to tear down your dreams, man.
Yeah.
And that's for anybody, even grown people. You know, so, you know, like, definitely. So just keep going and keep forward and just, you know, keep those blinders on and keep moving forward.
Yeah. Wow.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.